welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
And also with us from Fanboy Comics Podcast, Batman News Weekly, Comic Book Legion, and Rangers Podcast?
Ranger Alliance
Podcast.
Thank you.
Goddamn, I was, you know what? I should know that. I'm on the damn show.
Ha ha.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
I'll figure it out maybe by
next
one.
Maybe you should write it down.
Yeah. Why would I do that?
Make things interesting, you know?
Exactly. I started writing down our previously, like, check out other episodes, like, just recently. I haven't been doing that for, this is our 61st, 62nd arc. Yeah, no, it's, why would I start now? Anyway, we are on the third issue of this Invincible arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes.
So we come up to the Reginald Bell Johnson High School, which is where Mark and Eve go to school. Mm-hmm. And their principal's having an assembly because the explosion that happened at the mall was one of their...
this one they're talking about the missing
kids. Oh, that's right. This is where they're talking about the missing kids.
Yeah, there's three, I think, right now.
Yeah, and they, you know, they're basically just talking about how you can talk to me in my office if you know anything that's going on. Blah, blah, blah.
Go back to class.
Yeah. So Mark and Eve are talking, you know, and Mark's like, man, this couldn't have happened to nicer guys. And she's like, dude. And he's like, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, it's bad, but.
Well, not only that, but like they also make a point to where they have the same lunch. They've got multiple classes together
and they never knew it. Which I have to say, it does make me a little disappointed in him because, I mean, it might just be me, but like I said, I would have noticed a redheaded, green-eyed girl in my lunchroom and in my classes. And
that's fair.
But I have to pay attention to that kind of thing.
You do pay attention to that stuff. she does, like, from what Mark is saying, it almost sounds like he is hitting on her at one point. But Eve is like, you know, I'm dating Rex, right?
Whoa. Like really quick, just shuts that down. She's like, I'm dating this guy.
Good girl.
And then
he
gets the anime, you know, nervous sweat going on there.
Which is funny. Love it.
No, that's not what I meant at all. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. She even said that. Right.
But anyway, so they're, you know, they're sitting at lunch and they're talking about, you know, what's going on, the bombings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they find out there was another mall bombing. And, you know, he's like, well, or she says something about robot trying to figure out where, you know, what's happening, where it's coming from, what's going on with them. And, she asked him if he wants to go out tonight and, team up with the team again. And he's like, I think I got some homework to do tonight.
No, he says he has
or work. He has to go to work tonight. Yeah. That's right. And, she's like, why are you working? You know, your dad's rich, you know, this and that. Yeah,
he's a semi-famous novelist.
And he's like, well, my dad thinks that having a job will, you know, give me a character.
We all had to get that at one point.
Well,
in time,
not
right?
All of us had to get jobs, and it shows. But.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. Okay. Okay. Yep.
Wow, completely calling you out.
I was calling out the people that didn't have to get jobs when they were kids, so they have no idea what the fuck's going on. Never had to work.
You were straight up just like,
No, I've been working since I was 14. I'm 37 now.
No, but or you know, the people that have never worked in like a service industry, so they have no idea how to treat people like normal human beings.
Yeah, dude, because of that, I always tip well.
Exactly.
Like I've been there, I understand.
But we get Mark at Burger Mart, which they have a nice BM there on the screen or on the sign. Yeah.
Yeah, it probably gives you a giant BM.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And he's like, his boss comes in. He's like, Grayson, them fries, we need them. And he's like, oh, coming right up. And he's like, what do you mean coming right up? They should have been done like 5 minutes ago. He's like, yeah, well, I don't know. And then the boss is like, look, you need to get your head in the game. And he's like, or, you know what? I just quit. Fuck you. And he throws off his dirty ass apron. And then he's like, ah, shit, dad's going to be pissed.
Yeah. Although I love it because when he gets home, his dad's like, you know what? Now that your powers have come in, you don't need that job anymore.
He's like, oh, good. I guess I'll
just. Yeah. His dad is like, maybe you should just go out and quit. And he's like, oh, I think I can make that happen.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Dad. Let's do that. Mark's then later on, he's in his room. Mark's in his room and he's getting his suit on. And he's like, oh, I'm just, you know, getting ready to go out on patrol. And his dad's like, well, want to team up? And so they fly out, you know, and while they're flying, having this conversation, Omni-Man just like fucking whooshes off. And he's like, oh, sorry, there was a chemical fire over at the university science lab.
Show off.
And he's like, wow, Dad, that was kind of awesome. And then he flies off again and he comes back and he's like, oh, you show off. they grab lunch. And while they're grabbing lunch.
The way he finds out about anything going on is he has a pager.
Yeah.
2003 still has a pager, but I mean, it tells them where to go. So
hey, well, I will say, I still think pagers were somewhat being used in 2003, early 2000s.
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Especially by old people.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
Cause I got my cell phone in 2001.
I got mine in 2000.
Yeah.
I bought my own. It was a prepaid one. And I bought it because, you know, I had a job and I had my own car.
Yep.
And I wasn't always going to be at home. And my dad was like, look.
But we got them not early on, but early enough on.
Yeah.
So like 98, 99.
Ironically, I got my first cell phone in 2003.
So there you go. So
how old are you?
I am 28.
Oh, way off. Just a little kid then.
Hey, I had to pay for my minutes, okay?
No, I just meant, you are, what, 8 years younger than us?
I mean, about 10 for me. Well, nine. Because 37, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you old fart.
Look, so when you get 37, you can have a beautiful shelf like this.
But only if you work really, really hard and eat all your vegetables.
As long as it's not okra, I'm good.
Oh, fair enough.
Do anything else.
Fair enough.
That just you say okra, and I think of American Dad when Roger had okra. And anyway, sorry.
So they stop at Beefy Frank's hot dog stand, which Beefy Frank just sounds wrong. But anyways, he gets a page. Oh, I killed Clay. Shit.
We've been doing that a lot lately with our guests.
Oh, but, God.
But he's like, I'll be right back. Hold on a second. And he pops back up and suit, and he's like, oh, I'm going to need your help, buddy. So they suit up and there's this alien invasion, basically. And there's these little green men. Well, they're not little, they're normal sized green men.
But they got like, you know, the antennas and they look like
Ambush Bug.
Yes, thank you. I know you don't know who that is.
Nope.
Don't even have to. Yeah, anyway.
Is there even an equivalent? There's got to be an equivalent for Marvel. There was just recently.
Is there like feel like an X-Men? One of the X-Men.
I look kind of like Kree, but
Kree.
No. Is it Invincible Man? Who's the little green Martian that just? He's basically a Loki character. You got to know this, Ron.
Dude. Oh.
I have
a couple issues of it. Actually, ironically.
I have the dude in my like the picture of him. His suit is like almost looks like a tank top.
Yeah.
He has like sleeveless arms and he's all green. He is basically the equivalent of Ambush Bug, or really the equivalent of Mixel Splitlick
dude from
Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I
can't remember his name, but they basically look like him. If not a little bit more like cricket esque in the face.
But anyhow, oh my God, you get to do it this time.
Moving on. What?
That's what I'm saying. Oh. You get to look something up while I'm continuing, and then you get to interrupt me. That's fantastic. You get to see how exciting it is.
Anywho. No, here's the thing. God damn it.
They're fighting like, and these guys just like, they just keep showing up. Like these little, you know, alien dudes. There's just hundreds of them. They keep showing up. And
but they start to get slower.
Yeah, and as they're like
they're definitely overwhelming them with numbers, but and power at the beginning, but then they're starting to slow down, and it's almost like they're
running out of juice.
Yeah,
and
aging. Yeah, quickly.
And so like they start teleporting out of these portals. They're like, oh, you know, they're leaving, and as you know, they disappear and. Nolan and Mark fly away. They're, you know, going back over, you know, what happened, talking about, he explains to him, Nolan's like, hey, yeah, they seem like they were, you know, accelerating their aging. And,
I think Nolan even says like, if that had gone on any longer,
he'd have called another superpower or superheroes.
Guardians of the Globe, which is the team he is.
Or Megaforce.
Or Megaforce. Or both. So basically, he was at the point where had they kept coming, because they had the numbers.
Yeah. Like, they would have been overwhelmed. They
needed more people. Yeah.
And so they are... his dad hears something or sees something. I don't remember what. But he flies away and...
Oh, he says Lakeside Mall. The mall that's
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
It's a different mall, actually.
Yeah, Lakeside, because Pine... Twin Pines. Or yeah. Two Pines. Anyways, but... So
he flies toward it.
Yeah.
Mark is trying to follow. Invincible is trying to follow. Kind of slow because his dad is obviously.
Yeah. Well, he's got, you know, he's got his powers under control and he's got them, you know, to where he knows how to use them to full effect.
Exactly.
And his dad finds another kid with a bomb. And before the bomb explodes, you can tell that he's like, oh, you know, shit, because he knows he can't save this kid.
Well, not only that, but he's like, the bomb has got like 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
Omni-Man is like, quickly, tell me who did this to you. And the kid's like, did what? He has no idea what's going on. He just woke up.
And throws him. But you can see in his eyes, he's like, you know, I can't save this kid. So he chucks him out the hole in the ceiling that they had made entering, and he explodes.
Mark
notices that's one of the kids was missing from my school.
Yep.
And then, while they're conversing over it, the aliens come out of a portal and pull Omni-Man into the portal.
Yep.
And Mark flies home, tells his mom what's going on, and she's like, oh, well, more pork chops for us.
Yeah. See, this is the part that really, like, Invincible is... yelling dad and then says dang it and then just flies off at home and is just like, oh, by the way, dad got scooped up.
Well, and, it never gets any dinner. Easier,
but here's thank you, South Park. But no, like, this is Debbie is specific for this. She is used to this. Mark is kind of used to this. Like, it's just having a superhero family member.
It's still a shock when it first happens because you're like, holy shit, you know, somebody just came out and snagged my dad, and they're like, he'll be back.
Yeah.
Let's go eat.
Basically.
Anybody hungry?
Well, that's just Debbie is like, oh, well, that sucks. Hey, what's for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where we end that.
Oh, I found It's Impossible Man.
Okay.
Oh!
I think I have a couple... like an issue of or two of him, like him in the comic. I just don't know what their titles were called. I don't remember. I don't know.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. You can find more of Clay on all of his podcasts, which include Fanboy Comics Podcast, Batman News Weekly, Comic Book Legion, and his newest one, Ranger Alliance, a new podcast from the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. You can find the Geek Ultimate Alliance and all of Clay's other shows on your podcast app of choice. You can also follow him on Instagram and Twitter at FanboyClay. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, and you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Invincible.